our next guest on the phone line, and I would like to introduce her. Her name is Caroline Lewis, and she's the Vice President. And Henry's already getting excited.
Yo!
I think Henry today is really, really overwhelmed by what happened in Israel. Netta, Eurovision winner.
It's just so much woman action. I've just beyond. I mean, I'm going flummoxed.
Okay. Caroline Lewis, hi.
Hello.
You're the Vice President of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Just as a bit of a drum roll, and yet another amazing woman of many amazing people out there on the planet, Caroline is somebody that comes across your radar, and you never want to let it go out of your radar.
Did you watch Eurovision? Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, of course she was.
Of course.
What do you think? She told me. Yes.
Okay, go on, Henry.
It was extraordinary. But what I love about Caroline is she has a history of 27 years of running two graphic design companies. Yeah. She's mentored people left, right and centre. She then morphed into another career, or in addition to her career, which is personal branding and helping teenagers and young adults in their career paths. And on top of that, just for breakfast, because of course nothing much else to do except run a family, be a wife, etc., etc., Caroline also is the VP. The buck stops almost there with Caroline, as they are basically flourishing. They are gardening. They're horticulturaling a institution which has got 140 years in this country, the Great Synagogue. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you. Hi.
Caroline, let's start with the first question. What is it like to be a woman here today in Australia?
Oh,
fabulous.
I think it's pretty liberating. I mean, we're so blessed compared to so many other countries to have so much freedom to speak and dress and behave really how we want to. And I guess when I'm coaching young people, it is really about helping them to be the person that they really want to be and be able to express themselves fully and be empowered to do that. So I think we're very lucky. I will add, though, I did listen to Cathy just then, and
yes.
I'm horrified about the numbers and of what's going on with domestic violence generally. And I worry that partly actually this is an interleave here as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, to get to the young girls specifically before they enter into poor, unhealthy relationships and have more respect for their bodies and themselves. So,
you know,
I think she's doing amazing work.
We had a couple of guests before, a young lady by the name of Sasha Kaluri, who's written a book, The Two Worlds of Teenagers, and we asked specifically about bullying, and she said that the figures were skyrocketing out of control to the negative. And I said, well, what actually can be done about it? And she said it has to start at home. So this is all coming a full circle.
Yeah.
Now, Caroline, you're the vice president of an organization that has some of the deepest roots in history in this country, namely the Great Synagogue, I think, which is celebrating over 120 years.
140 now.
140,
I mean,
sorry.
I slept overnight, unfortunately.
Sorry, it's 120, 140 years currently. How does an institution like that, like the Great Synagogue, keep up with the changes that are happening in the world hourly?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a full-time job, and I volunteer. Yeah. But we're
really?
So I think mostly it's to do with our spiritual leadership. We've got the most amazing rabbis for the last 2.5 years. And it is about, I think, staying relevant and dynamic and mirroring basically the changes that are happening in the wider community. So when it comes to same-sex marriage and the vote, for us that was a really big thing on the table because we wanted to show our support. However, of course, we can't actually marry same-sex people under the chuppah, but we can support their desire for love and support in to follow their religion.
But Caroline, if you know, to cut through to the bagel, my question to you is, was there a concerted effort for the Great Synagogue to take a stock take of what was going on and saying, we need to make a U-turn, make some changes? Has that been happening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. In every sense of the word. We have to attract more members. Mm. We want to be able to make the place more welcoming. In the old days, it was very like, shush, be quiet, don't make noise.
That was me. My father and mother got married at the Great Synagogue and I was in the corner being quiet. Now, you see how well they achieved their goal there.
That would have been a lost cause.
Totally.
But no, seriously, we love kids running around downstairs. We have kids all the time. We've got communal lunches. We've got all sorts of initiatives that keep people coming back, whether it's more women, you know, they're allowed to carry the Torah around whenever there's a second Torah, so the women can actually touch it and kiss it, and that's something that they've never been able to do, and open and close the ark at the end of the service. So just about remaining relevant, mostly, and just making us more welcoming, opening the doors, opening our arms and our hearts.
Caroline, since we are short with time, I've got one more question for you. What is some of the things that you point to that makes you proud to be Jewish Australian and a citizen of the planet?
To be honest, it's all about the food, actually.
It's all about food.
It's a food, of course.
Oh, my God. If I knew it was that easy, I would have just shipped you over some elite biscuits.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I came from London, so I had no network of my own. So everything that I've done to this point has been from scratch.
Wow.
And so I really value how being Jewish in this society and in the world helps in getting support through the good and the bad times, mostly, like,
talking about support, just very quickly, what are the couple of things you're celebrating a year's worth of 140 years of the Great Synagogue? What are some of the things you'd like to point towards for people to be involved with in the next few months?
Yeah, good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got a new initiative, the inaugural Women of Worth Weekend.
I love that.
Oh, beautiful.
28th and 29th of July. And that's really about bringing women together on the Shabbat, on the Saturday and on the Sunday for a two-day event and program of events and discussions and panels. Did I mention that Henry's going to speak as well?
I'm going to be the only male speaker. I am so frigging honoured. I frigging love it.
No. I'll come and carry your suitcases.
No, Caroline, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today because we have to move on to the English segment. Thank you so much for you. You can see Henry's still excited.
Israel!
Yeah, of course, Israel won. He will be happy all day. Caroline Lewis, the Vice President of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, celebrating 140 years. Thank you so much and speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
The future.
Good luck with the rest of the show, and well done.
Thank you so much.
Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. The Hebrew Brother, thank you so much.
Shalom.
And we'll move now to the Yiddish segment brought to you by Alex Daphna.